designed the light thing, which I had that done in Hollywood, and where it was a deal with some of the regular spotlights and with our, where we could carry it around portable, and it had a rheostat on it. And what we'd have to do, we'd have to put hooks in the ceiling. Of course, if we, when we came around and played the same place again, the hooks would still be there, so then we could just hang our lights up. But one of the problems we had when we would have that electronic stuff was these, so many of these old halls and things didn't have the electricity to accommodate it.
Can I ask you about that? Oh, man,
you'd blow fuses and it was terrible, you know. It really was trying
to... Did you have to rewire dance halls to play in them?
Well, almost. What we had to do is kind of stagger it with, we had, you know, with our amplifiers and things there, sometimes we couldn't use all three lights. Maybe we had to just use one.
I was going to say the lighting would be the ones that would be...
The light was main, that was the one that mainly got, but it also, see, all that equipment we had back in, it was tube amplifiers, and those things draw a lot of current. They're not like these transistors today.
Yeah.
You're talking about a lot of power. So, I know we carried extension cords. We'd have some of them. They had one circuit for the bandstand. See, the next circuit be maybe up there where the bar was. We'd have to run about 100 feet of extension wire up there, so we could. it was a problem. And even later on, whenever I got a bus that had a power plant on it, there were times that we plugged to run a power line off our power plant in there.
Crank up the bus.
Yeah, just crank up the power plant on the bus. But we had a big generator on there, and run off it. You know, and there were times we did it.